with SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Trump says Russia-Ukraine talks are coming to a head. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the report.
As the administration tries to broker peace between Russia and Ukraine, the president suggests that time is running out.
If for some reason one of the two parties makes it very difficult, we're just going to say you're foolish, you're fools, you're horrible people, and we're going to just take a pass. But hopefully we won't have to do that.
He said he hopes Russia's Vladimir Putin is not dragging his feet, and the president insisted that neither side is playing him in his push to end the war. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNews.com, correspondent John Gambrell reports U.S. airstrikes targeting a Yemeni oil port has killed dozens.
A U.S. airstrike has targeted a oil port in Yemen held by its Houthi rebels. This is the most serious and deadliest attack publicly known in this month-long campaign waged by the Trump administration against the group. This attack targeted the Ras Issa port in Hodeidah. It saw basically massive plumes of fire and smoke rise from the site early in the morning.
The U.S. has 800 measles cases as of today and outbreaks in several states. Texas is up to nearly 600 of those cases. Two children and an adult have died from measles-related illnesses. Indiana, Kansas, Michigan, Oklahoma, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New Mexico have active measles outbreaks. Measles caused by a highly contagious virus that's airborne and spreads easily when an infected person breathes, sneezes, or coughs. It's prevented by vaccines. Closed today for Good Friday. Wall Street will open for business Monday morning. This is SRN News. A landmark ruling from a British court may change the LGBT debate.
The Supreme Court of the United Kingdom has settled the matter within its borders. A woman is someone born as a biological female, and a man living as a woman does not qualify. The ruling concerns Britain's 2010 Equality Act, which sets out protections against discrimination. Pro-family advocates, feminist groups, and Christian leaders in the UK are cheering the historic decision. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri's Republican-led House has advanced a proposed constitutional amendment asking voters to repeal the abortion amendment they narrowly approved last year and instead ban most abortions with exceptions for rape and incest. The proposal won initial House approval by a vote of 94 to 50, with House Speaker John Patterson among just two Republicans siding with the Democrats in opposition. Next, that legislation must go to the Missouri Senate. This is SRN News. A former congressman says the U.S. should look to Africa as a new source of critical rare earth minerals currently being supplied by China.
Former Utah Congressman Chris Stewart says the trade war with China should be a wake-up call.
The national security industrial base is dependent on these critical minerals.
Stewart says it's time for the U.S. to look for new partnerships for rare earth minerals.
Why not help some of our friends in Africa? Help them develop economically.
He says it's vital the U.S. develop a new and more reliable source of rare earth minerals.
The national security implications and the economic security implications are just enormous.
Stewart was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Military officials identified two Marines from California who were killed when their vehicle crashed as a convoy was traveling along the U.S.-Mexico border. 22-year-old Lance Corporal Albert Aguilera of Riverside and 28-year-old Lance Corporal Marcelino Gamino of Fresno. More details at SRNews.com.